I'll kiss every guy, man and woman, man and woman. Look at that guy, how handsome he is. I'll kiss him. Not with a lot of enjoyment, but that's okay. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
President, he calls me, he used to call me Donald, now he calls me President, so that's nice respect. But he's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich. I wouldn't even know how we would know this, but because he's got comments. President, could I ask you a question? What?
Look at the muscles of this guy. Excuse me. Could you stand up? Look at that guy, you in the beautiful white shirt. Would you? Look at this guy. Holy mackerel. I'm looking at him. I always wanted to look like that. I just didn't want to do the work. You look good. Don't let anyone stop you. You look good. Put on Pavarotti singing Ave Maria. Nice and loud. Turn it up louder. We want a little action here. Turn it up louder.
Elon Musk, do you plan to speak to him on the phone anytime soon?
I haven't really thought about it, actually. I would imagine he wants to speak to me. I would think so. If I were him, I'd want to speak to me, but, and maybe he was already called. You'd have to ask him whether or not he's already called, but I'd have no problem with it.
If he called you, you'd pick up and speak to him.
Well, I don't want to say that, but, you know, but I would imagine he'd want to talk to me.
Did you ever play an instrument?
I played, like, for very short periods of time, the flute. Could
oh,
you believe
really?
That?
Did you like it?
I had flute lessons. It's the first person that's ever asked me that crazy question. Yeah, I had flute. Can you believe it? Yeah. I could have been a flutist.
We had a lot of choices, putting it on that hill, putting it different places. It's such a beautiful pole, we thought we'd put it near. I mean, it always looks best when it's near a Doral. I put it right near. I have a similar pole. And these are the best poles anywhere in the country, or in the world, actually. They're tapered. They have the nice top. You know, I don't know if you people are aesthetic. You know, they're the fake news. I don't know about them. I don't know if they're. But it's a very exciting project to me.
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. I'm not happy with Iran either. We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
He's a massive guy. This big, powerful guy. This guy is, he is a monster. A giant of a man.
One really large person.
I've seen a lot of people over the years. Big people.
You know, I have a friend, big guy, one of the biggest in the world.
This big, strong friend of mine who weighed like 250 then, which 250 then is big. That's like 310 now, right?
And graduating cadet, Nick Reedy became the first person from any service academy to win the college home run derby. Wow, that's a big deal. With a record-breaking 55 home runs. Nick, where are you, Nick? Stand up. Get up here, Nick. You know, they gave him such a lousy seat all the way back in the corner. Come on up. Baseball home run derby. That's something. In all of college baseball. Wow. I want to feel this guy's muscles. It's real. That's real. That's great.